is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. The Apostle Paul gave us a warning in Colossians 2, 18 and 19, and here's a literal translation. Let no man beguile you of your reward, willing in humility and the form of worship of messengers, investigating things he has seen without a cause puffed up by the mind of his flesh. Now, this passage has been very much misunderstood. It has nothing to do with anyone worshiping angels, as the versions say. The word angel is literally messenger. So let's examine this verse more carefully. Paul here warns us about those who have a self-imposed humility. He is actually warning us about humility, a false one. Now, the right one is found in Colossians 3, verse 12. But here we have a false humility. It is a self-imposed one. It is one that is put on in order to impress others so that the people will fall for their false message. We live in a day that when you discuss truth, the enemies of truth always talk about lacking love or lacking humility when you discuss the Word of God rightly divided. And these folks who have this humility also have a form of worship. It is the form of worship of messengers. Now, the historian Herodotus uses this word to describe the ceremonies of the Egyptian priests. Modern Christendom is a similar form of worship and belief regarding death as the ancient Egyptians. So what is this form of worship? It is investigating into those things he has seen. What things? The so-called messages he gets from God. Those who call themselves Christians love to find extra-biblical revelations. They spend more time on these so-called visions and words from God than they do on the scriptures themselves. That is why Paul says they investigate them. That's their worship. They have a false humility, and their worship is dwelling on their visions that they have seen. Now notice, they actually see these things. They're not lying about them. Well, some do. But the problem is that they are deceived. God is not giving them these visions or messages. They are without a cause, puffed up by the mind of their flesh. So in this verse, we have humble people who are always getting messages from God, and they dwell on them and talk about them and even set them to music, but it's nothing but flesh. They even try to place these visions or their messages that they get alongside the written scriptures to give their own messages the appearance of truth. This is done by twisting the scriptures and not rightly dividing them, but making the scriptures match their visions. It is not of God. Read this verse again. Let no man beguile you of your reward, willing in humility and the form of worship of messengers, investigating things he has seen without a cause puffed up by the mind of his flesh. This is the modern Pentecostal, Catholic, Protestant, and sensual Christianity of today. So why are they doing this? Paul says in the next verse, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. If we hold the head, who is Christ, the one who is the fullness of God, and the one who gave to Paul the job to finish God's revelation, we will never parade a false humility or look for extra-biblical revelation. We would never use phrases like, God spoke to me, or, I have a word from God for you. We would never claim visions or any other of this fleshly stuff. A believer in the scriptures who has been given the faith to believe Paul's message of this dispensation has no need of ordinances, whether they're human or the God-ordained ones of past dispensations. Neither does he need the messages of those who have received false messages. He can hold on to the head, for in him dwells all the fullness, and we are complete in him. We have all the nourishment we need in Christ through the revelation he gave us already. Only those not satisfied with Christ and the written word of God would ever investigate their fleshly visions or seek out a word from God when he has already spoken. Don't fall for false humility. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.